Welcome back to another episode of the Dropback Podcast. I am Bradley, as always, joined by my co-host Zane. And if you missed last episode, go give that a listen if you haven't already. But how are you doing today, Zane?
Man, I'm doing great, all right? I'm a Patriots fan, as y'all know. We just hired Mike Vrabel. We're so back. I know I'm basically a Cowboys fan at this point because I'm just saying that every year. But, dude, it was a good season. I hate that it's coming to an end. We're in the playoffs now. And that's going to be the topic for today. And I'm excited because the first set of games are over. They were good games. Well, not really. But especially that Steelers game. That was ugly. Okay. Like, kind of a blowout. Yeah. But, man, yeah, how you doing?
Other than the Steelers, I'm doing pretty good. I'm tired of the Steelers. It's the same thing we expect every year. And, yeah, I mean, this was the first time that I turned off a game before the game was over. That's Fake how fan. Much I'm over it.
Fake
no, well, okay, it was like 4 minutes in and the Ravens Fake had the ball, and I just turned it off.
Four minutes into the game?
Fake fan. Or no, 4 minutes left in the game, sorry. Because I was still just like
– I was Comeback like, is still possible.
Dude, our offense played horrendous. We can talk about that game first. Actually, I would love to talk about that game first because – I have a lot of thoughts.
I'm sure you do.
We should fire everyone in the staff. The Steelers should fire Arthur Smith. He's getting head coaching looks.
Just crazy work.
Why? Honestly. I don't know. You tell me. If you look at the numbers and just watch Steelers games, why in the world would you ever hire him?
Yeah.
Russell Wilson – he's cooked. He's washed. Don't re-sign him or anything. And then it was just a bad performance overall, like on everything. Defense was poor, which was supposed to be our strong suit. And
yeah, it was.
Another reason why Terrell Austin should be fired. I mean, Terrell Austin should not have a gut job after this week. And nor should Arthur Smith. And Mike Tomlin, his press conference, end-of-year press conference, he said, they asked him about, like, oh, the media and fans are saying you should be fired or traded. He was like, well, I use this as adversity, as, like, motivation. Mike Tomlin, you've been saying it this whole year and years before. So what are you using as motivation? You're just going to keep the same guys, not going to do anything big. Shoot, I would trade Tyreek Hill for a first round pick at this point. We need weapons. We need a new system.
You need a quarterback before you need anything else.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. You can see here, 28-14. I mean, I didn't expect to win this game. I had no expectations.
Across the board is crazy.
Yeah, I mean, AFC.
There's only one game. Yeah, NFC too. There's only one game that's one score.
Yeah.
You ready for to sign Sam Darnold this offseason?
Oh, dude, if we sign Sam Darnold, he's cooked. Dude, him under pressure, his numbers dropped significantly.
Oh, my gosh, dude. I mean, 9 sacks is absolute insanity. And, like, I wanted Cam Robinson, I think that's his name, the left tackle right now for them this offseason. And then I saw the game, and I'm like, never mind. I don't want him. They can keep him. Anybody else can have him. I'll take somebody else.
Yeah, I mean, their offensive line isn't as bad as it showed during the Rams game. It was Sam Darnold holding on to the ball too long, and Rams just
at fault for 4 sacks himself.
And the Rams just had a defensive great game. Yeah.
I mean, without the defense, the game is a 7-point flip, and then it's 20-16, and that's one score. So,
yeah.
Crazy.
But before we talk about the Rams and Vikings,
yeah,
on to the Ravens. I do think the Ravens are the real deal. They did not have Zay Flower in that game. And Lamar looks like the best quarterback in the league. It was incredible.
Oh, my gosh. It took him so long. Guys, it took him all season.
I think he's the best quarterback this season by far. It's not even the numbers, or it's just watch a Ravens game and you'll be so surprised by everything he does.
There was one play, I can't remember if it was this week or if it was a week prior. He had like 9 seconds in the pocket or something. Was that against y'all?
Yeah, it was against us, yeah. It was
Yeah.
like 2 minutes. It was like a minute left in the first half and
Yeah.
could not get any pressure on him, and
He just went do 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 like throughout the line and just chucked it.
then
And I was like, oh, okay. Wow.
yeah, and I mean their defense played good. I mean, it's not hard to play good defense against the Steelers.
True.
Cover up George Pickens and Calvin Austin and
Game over.
put a little bit of pressure on Russell Wilson and it's over.
Plus, y'all's run game, did it even get going? No.
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 Oh. Oh. 6 carries. Wow. That's on
But
Arthur Smith. That needed
no.
to be a lot heavier on the run.
The thing is, Arthur Smith changed it up finally in this game. Our first drive, we went in formation. We went back to back on shotgun formation, which is like not us at all.
Why'd you wait till now?
Yeah, it only took us five losses, but hey, why not now? But the Ravens just were
It was
phenomenal.
domination.
Yeah.
Like, that's what happened in the AFC. Every single game, it was pure domination of the defense.
Yeah. You have any thoughts on this game?
I watched the first half, I'm gonna be real, and then I turned it off because I knew it was over. But then texted you when I saw the game was over and said, I forgot what I said. Something about MVP Lamar. But
Yeah.
Lamar looked special. They're not even gonna have Zay this next week either, apparently. So I'm curious how that's gonna
I
go.
mean, this next week is whoever wins this game, whoever has the better performance, give the MVP to them.
No, because you can't use the playoffs. They're not supposed to.
No, I know, but like at this point, it's so close. Let them decide it, I know Lamar and Josh can't play defense, whatever, blah blah blah.
But
But who
if
le
it's like 32-35, the defense allows something, then
But I mean, it's the chance to bring your team to an AFC championship.
true.
And
Look, whatever team does this, I think is probably the Super Bowl team, unless there's an injury. Please just beat the Chiefs.
I
Oh
mean, the
my gosh.
Chiefs are still
Texans,
in
can
it.
you beat the Chiefs?
No, they cannot. No.
Please,
No,
Texans, just get to Mahomes.
they will not,
Do what you did to Justin Herbert, please.
dude, let's actually move on to that game.
Yes, I know you had a lot of thoughts the day after because we were messing with you about how much of a bum Justin Herbert is. I'm kidding. I'm kidding. He's not a bum.
It
He just
was
had a
a
bad
rough day
game.
for Justin Herbert. This is one of this is his worst game ever. Just very unlike Justin Herbert.
Yeah.
I honestly thought whoever would win the run game. I don't think I told you this, but whoever runs won the run game would win the game. But it
Accurate.
didn't really come down to running.
No, it didn't come down to running, but I mean the run game for the Texans, you can tell, dominated the run game for the
Yeah.
Chargers. Ladd McConkey had a great game. I do want to say that. And the more every time I see his name now, I just get frustrated that the Patriots didn't draft him.
Yeah, Ladd McConkey cooked, dude. I mean, if I remember correctly, we were decently high on Ladd, weren't we?
We were both decently high. I was stupid and put Polk ahead, like a Patriots scout. But I had Ladd at 7, Polk at 6.
Yeah, I mean, yeah,
We
Ladd
both had
is.
Ladd. We both had Ladd at 7, though.
I don't think it was like a great game by the Texans, but it was just the Chargers hurt them. So it's like it was such a bad
It was a lot
performance
of
from the
turnovers.
Chargers. Yeah.
It was a
Whenever.
lot of drop passes and turnovers, and like you can see, like Will Dissly allowed a pick six, so that's another 7-point flip. That's 19-25, like flip right there of score. So it just shows
Yeah,
how much they hurt.
his ball to who's the receiver? I think it was Chark. I think he threw it to the go route on the sideline where Dink Singletary caught it, his second intercept. His first interception.
Was it like where it was underthrown a little bit and he came up and got it?
Yeah, I don't.
That was Quentin Johnston.
Oh, it was. Okay.
That was dumb because if you look at the other side of the field, Ladd McConkey was coming wide open. So if he had either looked on the other side and just passed it off that way, he would have been open. Or he was supposed to technically just check it down to the little check route right there, like right at the bottom.
Yeah, I mean.
So that was just a bad call.
That wasn't a great throw, but it wasn't purely all of Justin Herbert's fault there. Because it was a good ball. He just did not see Derek Singleton back there. That's just what it comes down to.
Yeah, Singletary was basically invisible.
Yeah. And then his receivers, they need to get a receiver. Go get Tyreek Hill.
Oh my gosh, please get Tyreek Hill. I want to see that so bad. In the Tua debate right now, forever. That would end it forever.
Oh, dude, that Tua debate's not even real anymore. I hope it's not. If it is, I haven't seen it. I still
know some Dolphins fans who believe otherwise.
I fear I know who you're talking about.
Yes, you do.
Oh, no.
I will say, I think this Texans team just played an overall dominating like level of performance. They need somebody else to step up at wide receiver right now for them to like have a chance for the rest of the playoffs. But they look dominant, and that's all they can ask for.
Yeah.
Hopefully their offensive line can block this next week too.
I mean, Steve Spagnuolo, you know, will send pressure.
Oh, it'll be
like no other.
Heroes, so, all out blitz. Just
if you put pressure on CJ Stroud, I fear it might be over for the Texans.
You need to have a lot of check down routes against the Chiefs this next week.
Play like 12 or 13 personnel. Throw in all your big guys there.
I'd definitely be having Mixon block if he's not running the ball.
I think Damian Pierce is a better blocker, so I'd have him.
Okay, then yeah. Have Pierce in.
Okay, I understand why you signed Joe Mixon. I understand. He is a better running back than Damian Pierce. But Damian Pierce is fierce. That rhymes. Shout out. But Damian Pierce is a good running back, dude.
He is a good running back. And I was so disappointed because I thought he was like going to be the next breakout, like amazing guy. And then he pulled a James Robinson and disappeared for a full season and then came back this year.
Yeah, I mean.
Well, James Robinson never came back, but yeah.
He was on a crappy team. He's like Davis Mills. Davis Mills and Damian Pierce, you should never get rid of ever. Because those are the two guys that stuck with you through that horrendous – and Laremy Tunsil too. So,
yeah. Keep all their guys you definitely got to keep around.
Just because you how bad that Texans team was.
It was. And they're good players too. Well, I don't know about Davis Mills. I saw a thing comparing Davis Mills' rookie season to Drake Maye's and said, see, they're basically the same player. And I wanted to scream.
Bro did not watch the Texans at all.
It made me so mad. Going on to the third game, which was the Bills-Broncos. The Broncos just don't have a wide receiver. Like, it was so – did you watch this game?
Yeah.
Dog, this game made me so mad. All of his incompletions, I kid you not, were drops. All of them. I think maybe except one. And that's what's so sad about it.
Yeah, whenever I saw that touchdown on like the third play of the game, it might have been second.
I thought we were in for a game, dog.
I thought, okay, the Broncos came to play. Sean Payton isn't messing around. He's ready to play. And then it just went downhill.
And then no run game again. Seriously, y'all got to draft a running back. That's besides getting a pass catcher, running back, and then also a tight end. So, like, that should be their first three picks of what they do starting in the offseason is getting a pass catcher, getting a tight end, and then getting a running back.
Yeah, dude.
It'd be free agency or draft.
Losing Noah Font was – Noah Font's a good tight end.
He is a solid tight end. Shouldn't have traded him. Shouldn't have had him in the Russell Wilson trade. Biggest overpay I've seen.
Yes.
I will say Allen had a good game, too. He didn't make any mistakes. He just had a good game. He's making throws he needed to.
Yeah. I mean, this is just an all-out Bills performance.
Johnson was out of bounds, though. His foot touched out of bounds.
Oh, are you talking about that touchdown by
Allen to his foot touched out of bounds. There's no way.
All right, let's take 7 away. Oh no.
Yeah. Oh no. 24.
That would have changed the game. That would have.
It would have, because that was fourth down.
It was. Yeah.
Broncos go down, score. Boom. 7-point flip.
That's what I like to see. I like to see these teams go for it on fourth down a lot more. These teams are not scared.
Oh, it was Sean Payton. He had the balls to have his punter throw. I was like, I saw that, and they were on their own side. I was like, yes.
Yeah, dude.
Completed everything. I was ready for him to drop it. I was so ready for a drop.
Hey, if Sean Payton's not scared to do an onside kick at halftime, after halftime in the Super Bowl, I don't think he's scared of the wild card.
You're right.
So, yeah, I mean, Bills look like a dangerous team. Mm-hmm. Even with not that many weapons and.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Hold on. Bills have weapons. That needs to be put to rest.
Dude,
Broncos team is known for having a dominant defense. And look here. I mean, like across the board, outside of the two guys who were supposed to be their weapons, didn't do anything because they're getting shadowed by Sertan. But Samuel, Shakir, Kincaid all stepped up. They're all – Kincaid is a first-round tight end. Coleman, first pick of the second-round wide receiver. Amari Cooper, amazing wide receiver for his whole career. And then you got Curtis Samuel, who just – I don't know.
But they don't have a true number one over there. And that's right now, my big thing.
They could.
That's my big thing. You always need a number one if you want to win a Super Bowl.
True.
And unless your quarterback turns into Patrick Mahomes.
Okay. Dog, I know him to lose so bad.
I know I'm sounding like Collins, what's his name? Collins Cowsworth or whatever.
Yeah, whatever his name is.
Yeah, I'm sounding like him. But if you don't have a quarterback that does not turn into Patrick Mahomes, then you're not winning the Super Bowl if you have no number one.
I just noticed that. The Bills are 8-0 at home this year.
Yeah, and they're at home next week because Josh Allen carried them to a better record than Lamar did.
Okay. You've given up on that one. Stop the debate.
I don't know. I'm
okay.
I don't know. It's hard not to give it to Lamar, but
yeah. Rams Vikings. Dog, I told you I didn't turn this game on. I was watching Star Wars with my girlfriend over this game, and it looked to be the right decision from what I was told.
Yeah,
nine sacks. That's more rushing yards than Aaron Jones. Like, that's insane.
Yeah, I watched this game. And so their first drive, Matthew Stafford and Sean McVay absolutely cooked. You know, Brian Flores did what he usually does, zone blitz. They were just throwing easy comeback routes, little stop routes, boom, would throw it right in the soft zone. And they found the soft zone every single time.
Yep, that's Stafford. That's literally, I think that's Stafford's bread and butter.
It is. Like, Matthew Stafford is still a top five quarterback in this league.
I wouldn't say top five, but he's definitely.
Who would you put above him, though?
Allen, Lamar, Mahomes. Let's see. I'm blanking right now on quarterbacks, if I'm being honest. Burrow.
I'd put Burrow above him, but Herbert, I would put behind him.
Yeah.
Jordan Love behind, Hurts behind.
Definitely Jordan Love behind.
I have a lot of thoughts on both of those quarterbacks.
Jordan Love was playing hurt, but let's deal with this game first.
Yeah.
Sam Darnold lost himself a bigger contract than he's going to get now. He's still going to get a good contract, but he's not going to get what was expected. The Vikings are officially going to go to J.J. McCarthy next year, which I'm so happy about. And then, yeah, Stafford just still looks like Stafford. Healthy Stafford's still a different monster. Kupp was kind of quiet, but they didn't really need him. They didn't really need to do much in this game to win. So
I mean, Tyler Higbee, he went down in the second quarter, first. And he's the highest yards receiver. So
yeah. I'm glad Higbee's like, is he okay? Like, let's see.
It was a chest injury, so I don't
know. Chest injury.
Yeah.
And it's expected to play Sunday versus the Eagles.
I think this Rams team has a chance to make it to the Super Bowl.
I can see it. I could definitely see that this year. With how beat up the NFC is, I just hope they're not playing the Chiefs. If they're playing anybody else, it's going to be I'm going to love it. But dude, if they're playing the Chiefs.
Everyone gave up on this Rams team, including us. We were like, all right, rebuild.
Rebuild time.
Matthew Stafford dealing with some injuries. All right, maybe move on from him. Kupp hasn't been the same since 2020.
That is still true. He's not been the same since 2021.
And you lost Aaron Donald. So it's like, okay, you got some young guys. It doesn't matter.
No,
these young guys are playing like they're 4-year guys. Like
4-year
Jared Verse, Brandon Fisk, all these guys. Mm-hmm. Witherspoon, shout out to Witherspoon because he had a great game in this game.
He did. He's had a great year.
It was just a phenomenal performance, and I'm cheering for the Rams to win the Super Bowl this year. So
I'll cheer for them over the Eagles for sure.
Oh yeah, the Eagles are cooked. The Eagles are cooked. Confirmed.
Next game. This was my favorite game. This was the game I enjoyed. I stayed up for this game. Accepting that I might not make it to work on time in the morning. I did, but I was fully ready not to. Jaden Daniels is definitely the real deal. He looked phenomenal in this game. What's going to kill the Commanders now is if they have a run game or not, like going forward, because they didn't need it in this one because their passing game did so well. But yeah, even Baker, Baker didn't even have a bad game. This game was not on him. Like, pretty much at all.
Oh.
So.
Yeah, I mean, that fumble there at the end was bad. He had a couple bad passes that his receivers made up for.
True. But overall, he's had the best quarterback season by a Bucs guy since Brady left. So.
Yeah, I mean, with the thing with Baker for me is, he's just been the same for the past, 4 years, really. Like, ever since he came to Tampa Bay,
been 4 years, though.
Whatever. How many years? Oh, yeah, 4 years ago.
Was Brady.
Broken, yeah.
2 years ago.
Yeah, but he's just been the same player, which I'm not, I still think Baker is a good quarterback, but he's not really expanding the team. I don't think he can lead a team to a Super Bowl.
Fair. I can understand that. I mean, he needed to obviously do a little more. I'm just trying to look. I'm like, where did they go wrong? They didn't use Rashad White at all, which I'm kind of wondering.
I mean, it was a close game until they fumbled. Their defense,
yeah.
I mean, it was against Jaden Daniels. He's like Lamar, so it doesn't matter how much pressure you send his way, he'll get out of it. And they didn't necessarily run the ball at all because why should you? Because, I mean –
yeah, you didn't need to really, did you?
You have Jaden Daniels. You can run option. Austin Eckler and Robinson, they've both been pretty good this year
as
back-to-back guys. So I think this team – is a dangerous team.
They will definitely be dangerous. I'm curious to see how they're going to play against the Lions.
I'm interested to see if Jaden hits that slump. because now he's playing a really good team. Because the Bucks, they weren't really that
good. They were good, but like they're missing stuff for sure.
Yeah, they're just like there because they had to win their last game of the year. So it was like, eh, whatever. But now you're playing a real team. So I'm interested to see.
Jaden is definitely one rookie of the year by far, though.
Yeah. You know?
Do we want to talk at all about the kick at the end?
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, dude.
Bro, I thought we were about to see the Bears. For a solid minute and then double doink. All right, doink it in.
Yeah, I thought we were going to see another Bears performance there. I was like, uh-oh. But, yeah. I mean, Commanders are a dangerous team still. I mean, yeah. These wild cards, the NFC is a better conference than the AFC.
Right now, for sure. I feel like there was just so many more injuries to the AFC this year.
Yeah.
Than there was NFC. It felt like injuries kind of riddled the AFC. All the top quarterbacks are in the AFC, though. Like the top four are.
Yeah. Yeah,
only three of them are in the playoffs this year, which sucks. Last game though.
Don't even start talking about the Bengals.
I'm not. I stopped. That's why I moved.
He stopped himself.
I stopped myself. The Eagles didn't even have to do anything special in this game to win. The Packers just beat themselves up the entire game. Like Jordan Love's three interceptions, bro, looked like prime Kenny Pickett out there.
Yeah, I mean, by halftime, it felt like the game was 27-0.
Yeah.
Like, the Packers could not get nothing done. And it looked like they didn't even want to be there. Like, they just got the invite, and they were like, all right, yeah, I guess I'll show up.
Yeah. And, like, they did lose all their receivers at halftime. They were down to Wicks as their wide receiver one at half. So – that does kind of hurt them. They were just a hurt team this year. I think
transpiring. And they got zero pressure on Jalen Hurts. Zero. I've been saying this.
I mean, they got edge rushers overall.
Edge rushers. They have zero edge rushers. They need edge rushers this offseason.
Which is crazy because they draft one every year.
I know. Trade for TJ Watt. Trade for Myles Garrett. One of those two guys will be on a different team in the next 3 years.
Trade for Max Crosby, dog.
Oh, my God. Oh, my. Oh, wow. That'd be beautiful. But people who are saying Jalen Hurts is a top 10 quarterback, I said it going into the season. He's a fraud. I don't think he's that good.
I haven't seen it. He is coming off his injury, but, like,
I haven't seen it. In big games, he just doesn't perform. I mean, yeah, the Super Bowl, but that was 2 years ago. Yeah. Who cares? Yeah, it was just a bad performance by both quarterbacks. Yeah. This is the toilet bowl here.
This is the toilet bowl of the games?
Yeah, of all the games, that was the toilet bowl. It was closer than most games, but it was still a toilet bowl. Josh Jacobs looked like the only guy who wanted to be out there.
That's so true. Dude, that's all it's been all year, though. He's been the only guy that does anything all year.
I mean, Jordan Love played really good at the end of the season. True. And then fell apart in the last, like, three.
He got that injury and just started plummeting.
I mean, if I'm the Packers, I'm looking for a receiver, edge rusher. You got to trade away Jay Alexander.
Yeah, Jair's got to go.
He's gone. So
then you got to find a corner. So you have to find a corner, an edge rusher, and a wide receiver. I don't think wide receiver is an issue. I just think they need to get healthy. You have three guys that argue would be starting top two on most teams.
I mean, Christian Watson I don't think is that good.
I think he's good when he's healthy, but he hasn't been healthy.
He is so – yeah, that's the better way of putting it because he is so injury-prone. It's not even funny. He gets tackled, he's injured. He runs for a touchdown, he's injured.
It's just so accurate. He's like the injury-prone Jameson Williams.
Yeah. He might have a breakout like Jameson Williams did, but I doubt
it. Only because you said that. Those games just sucked overall. Outside of that one, it sucked.
I mean,
these next ones, though, I think these next ones will be where we hit some good games.
Yeah, we can do our predictions.
Yeah. You want to go first? I already know your answer.
Chiefs-Texans, I mean, Chiefs, all that you got to do is send pressure, like I already said. And do what you've been doing on offense. Control the time of possession, and you'll win this game. I mean, Chiefs win. I don't know if it'll be a blowout because Chiefs don't blow out.
They can't score more than 27 points. So,
yeah. So we'll see.
But it's 20 to 16 or something. Watch.
Yeah,
I agree with you. I'm gonna go Chiefs on that one. I guess we'll flip and go to the. Nah, we'll just do the AFC. We'll finish out the AFC. Bills, Ravens. The Ravens have won the past few matchups. That's why I feel like the Bills are going to win this one. And it's just going to be because the Ravens are now without their wide receivers and everything else. So I think the Bills take it, unless Derrick Henry takes over this game, and then it's going to be the Ravens, which I can still see happening.
I mean, I would like to see Lamar win.
I want to see Lamar that hurts win me the to Super
say.
Bowl.
That hurts me to say, but like, I wouldn't hate it. But
I'd hate to see the Ravens. I wouldn't hate to see Lamar and Derrick Henry.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I think I don't know. This is a true toss up.
That's why I'm like, I just feel like I'm going to go with the opposite because of the injuries and stuff. And the Bills didn't have Matthew Milano and stuff during week 4. So I feel like that can also change some things. But I'm going to go with the Bills. I'm going to go with the Bills just because I just want them to actually beat the Chiefs. Yeah.
Yeah, the narrative, I mean.
I want them to make the Super Bowl both of them and lose. That's what I want. I want the Bills to make it and lose because it would be so funny because they've done it already 4 times.
Yeah. I mean, the narrative for both quarterbacks here is they can't win in big games. True. Like in big playoff games. So whoever wins this game will
win MVP. Their narrative. No, because it's not going to matter for this game, dog.
No, I
know. The votes are in. The votes are decided. The votes were decided at the end of the season.
Oh, they were? Oh. Is that how they do that?
I'm pretty sure.
I don't know how they do the whole
– The same people who do that are also the same people who do the first team All-Pro. And Lamar won first team All-Pro, so they're probably going to give it to Lamar.
Well, Lamar had a bad performance in week what was it? Week 1.
Oh, yeah. Didn't Josh Allen not complete over 10 passes? Okay.
Yeah, against the Texans.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to go with the Ravens.
I like it. I like it. I like us having a little bit of differentiation on this one.
The star power.
I thought I was going to go Ravens, and you were going to go Bills, but we flipped it, which I like.
Yeah, I mean, the star power in Baltimore is just bizarre over there. So
it's good. I think that'll be what helps them. I don't know. That game is such a toss-up. Lions, Commanders. Lions, I think, will definitely win because of their offense. The defense is hurt, which I hope they're back by the Super Bowl, but yeah.
Yeah, if the Lions win this game and if the Eagles win next week, the Lions are in the Super Bowl.
100%. I think no matter what happens, I think the Lions are in the Super Bowl.
I don't know. I think the Rams would put up a better fight than the Eagles.
I can see it. I can see it with that defense.
The Eagles offense is just like – You have Barkley. True. Have a okay quarterback. You have
Barkley. He's still close to top 10, though. AJ. I would say Hurts is still close to top 10.
Yeah, he's close to top 10. He's better
he
than
He might
like
be like 9 for me right
Baker
now.
Baker or a bunch of quarterbacks, but.
He's the third best quarterback out of the NFC group right now.
I don't know. Do you trade him for Will Levis this offseason?
No.
I know. I just wanted to throw in a question like that for you.
I like it took me like, who were you asking? And I was like, absolutely not. No. I think the Eagles should trade AJ Brown to the Patriots to just get a full circle moment, though. You don't need him anyway. He's just reading books on the sideline. Y'all don't need him.
Well, apparently he does that all the time. Yeah, but the camera was there.
Which is so funny.
But yeah.
Yeah, I think I'm going to go Lions, and then I'll probably go Eagles just for the basic.
I'm going with the Rams. Rams, yeah. They impressed me so much. This is the best performance of the year. So, but yeah, I
definitely see that.
I don't really see a path for the Commanders.
I don't either. Like, if they had played the Eagles, oh yeah, I would give it to them. But because they're playing the Lions, I don't see the path. Of course, we're gonna say this, and they're gonna somehow win, and Jaden's gonna be like the first rookie quarterback to ever go to the Super Bowl, or whatever it is.
Like I see a path for the Eagles, but I don't see a path for the Commanders. Like,
yeah, I see a path for three out of the four teams right now. Which I mean, obviously, there's the path of they beat the Lions, but that's not gonna happen.
Yeah, I mean, you have to stop their offense. You have to beat their defense, and even though the Lions' defense is injured, it doesn't matter. They're still playing a lights out football.
They are, yeah.
And Dan Campbell, he's going to go balls to the wall. He does not care if it's the playoff, if it's the Super Bowl. He will fourth and one at the 20 to decide the game.
He'll go for it.
But yeah.
Yeah. Lions. Who's your early just winner? Who do you think wins? Not like matchup, just who do you think is going to win now, right now? You're going to say the Chiefs, but.
Chiefs or Rams?
I'm going to go. Now, I know I picked the Bills, but I'm going to say Ravens.
I don't think Lamar can do it.
I believe.
I just don't think.
He's Lamarvelous, dog. Come on now. I hated saying it.
But you have the glorious Mahomes on the other side.
Okay, but like Mahomes isn't even like a top 10 quarterback this year, so.
But he's Mahomes in the playoffs.
Okay, but like we haven't seen him this yet, so I mean.
It's the glorious Mahomes. Look how I'm not gonna say.
Look how similar everything is across the board.
Yeah, and this team is, and one team is 15-2, and one is 10-7.
Well, because one just wins the close games because they have the best head coach.
In the league, you think?
I would definitely say.
Sleeping on Mike Vrabel, dude.
You're right. My fault.
No Patriots shade. No Patriots shade. Even though you've shaded my team.
I apologize.
I shade my team all the time, so.
Oh, no, I was going to say, I'm like, you shade your team all the time.
I'm probably the biggest hater on my team, honestly.
You do. You're like a love-hate relationship with your own team.
Yeah, it's like, I don't know if I told you this, but it's like a toxic relationship.
Yeah, you told me that.
Where it's like the girlfriend beats you, and you want to get out of the relationship, but you just can't. Because you love her so much. Because she'll do something so small. It's like, she'll like, I don't know, like, buy you something. It's like, oh, or like, text you, like, have a great day. And it's like, oh.
Yeah, she'll send the good morning text. And you're like, oh, man, never mind. I guess we're fine.
Yeah,
maybe,
actually.
Maybe I think we're okay.
Yeah, actually, she is cool. And I do love her. But then it's like, oh, she just beat me last week. But we won against an easy team. Yeah.
That's exactly it. Yeah. True. I remember I texted you, you ready to trade Mike Tomlin to the Bears? And you said yes. Like, immediately you were like, yes.
Yeah, I was so quick to it. You should never ask me after games. Actually, I don't know. I'd still be down for that.
I would too. If I'm y'all, I mean.
Give us DJ Moore. First round pick.
You might get the first, but you're not getting DJ.
Dude, Dude, but you have to. DJ has had problems this year, though.
But you still need him for your young quarterback.
Okay, Caleb. No, I'm just joking. They won't trade Caleb.
I looked at you like, are you serious?
That'd be hilarious if we traded for Caleb and it was Justin Fields and Caleb on the same roster.
Crazy. I don't even know what y'all are going to do this offseason.
Oh, I have no idea. Yep. Could not tell you.
Hooked.
I could talk about this.
It could be a whole episode.
I might make it.
Maybe we do need to make a fixture franchise for them, which we are starting this week. We're starting with the Titans. We're going to go 1 through 10, all the way back to just the teams. Obviously, we would have done Patriots with them first, but we decided to win. And we would have talked about a head coaching option, but they hired the head coach already. So no issues there.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're going to do 1 through 10. You got any more thoughts on playoffs or anything?
No. I think.
MVP. MVP.
Oh, MVP.
Yeah.
I mean.
We kind of touched on it.
Yeah, we talked about it. I mean, Lamar, I guess. Yeah, Lamar.
Yeah. Lamar's got it.
We do have a special episode coming up in 2 weeks, right?
It's a little over 2 weeks. It might take like 2.5 weeks to drop. Yeah, I'll just have to check it out. We'll announce it like the week before, but
yeah, it'll
be fun.
Should we say?
I guess we should say it. It'll be fun. We're going to the Senior Bowl.
Yeah.
So we're gonna do live video of it, and if y'all have been around since day one, you know that the week after the Senior Bowl is the week we started the podcast. So.
Oh shoot! So it'll be like
a 1 year anniversary thing,
dude. That is crazy. I didn't even
channel. So or the podcast, not even just the channel. How much it's grown.
Yeah, I mean, that's exciting. I can't believe we've been doing this for a year.
Yeah, with the 2 month, 3 month.
Yeah, I mean, have we been consistent? But after we move in together, full
after you move in 2 weeks, less than 2 weeks, it's 11 days. No, 10 days now. Then we'll have the setup.
Dude, okay, I have a story before we go. I went to work and I was like, oh, Zane, I move in like 2 weeks. Zane said, 2 weeks, 3 days, 7 hours, and 14
minutes. I was like, 14 days, 11 hours, and 27 minutes. And he goes, how do you? And I'm like, I don't know.
He's just so bored alone.
It's been boring.
Yeah, I could imagine.
Yeah. But taking scouting classes for NFL, but otherwise it's been boring. Which, our film reviews are going to get better. All right? I'll show him my stuff. We're going to get better at film review.
Yeah.
Kind of wraps up today's episode. So I just want to say thank y'all for listening to another episode of the Dropback Podcast. Be sure wherever you are listening to leave a like, follow, subscribe, or comment. We always appreciate it. If y'all disagree with any takes or anything, let us know down in the comments below. As always, thank y'all for tuning in. Hope y'all tune in to the next one, and peace out.
Peace.